Hey, what's up? This is the Maya 4000, and you're listening to Pound Bag Radio, the radio show for people who want to learn shit, but not reading stuff. Recording out of Portland's greater metropolitan area, but covering all the way up to Seattle, we are the relaunch of the best radio show nominated, Dirtbag Radio. Only now, we are working in a legal cannabis state, working in the legal cannabis industry. And are you saying, hey, is this guy really hanging on to an award he got over 10 years ago? And the answer is yes. Just like in the military, once a Marine, always a Marine. Once a nominated show, always a nominated show. So yes, if someone gets a Grammy, they got the Grammy for life. They didn't get it just for a little bit. So yeah, we got nominated. And the radio station we were with, Local Live Houston at the time, got Best Radio Station. So yeah, we're going to hold on to that. The sponsor for the show is the Kings of Canna Canna Boutique, located at the corner of Prescott and 15th Street in Portland, Oregon. If you're 21 and up, trying to get high as shit, make sure to pass by. Again, we're recording out of Portland, Oregon, home of the NBA team, the Portland Trailblazers, and now Pound Bag Radio. It's up to us to bring the big bucks to the area. So you want to watch some basketball? You want to smoke some weed? Come to Portland. The premise of the show is to try one strain of cannabis and record its effects for science. Someone has to submit their body to science, and I'm doing it. So only one strain is smoked. We don't cross the strains. Like right now, it is 3 a.m. in the morning. Saturday or Sunday. I don't even know what fucking day it is. It's Sunday, 3 a.m. in the morning. So we are sober right now. Waiting to get fucked up. We do kind of do this a little scheduled. I have to be sober. And then I got to get fucked up. If I'm already high on something else, I don't like crossing it like that. I feel like I'm not doing it justice. So let's go get fucked up, man. I don't know what strain we're picking out yet. I think the Kings of Canada gave us like 3 different samples this week. So we're going to go upstairs, choose one. Get fucked up and then come back and let you know which one we chose, okay? All right, we'll be right back. Give me 1 second. All right, and we are back. All right, so the strain that we ended up choosing was one called Kush Mints. It was in a batter form, and which is from a brand called Kali Ma, which I've seen this entity before, which is kind of crazy. They have like this, I'm not sure if you know who Kali is. There's a Hindu goddess named Kali, the goddess of war. She's blue, pretty hot looking most of the time. She has like a bunch of arms and shit. Usually has like her tongue sticking out and like some guy's head on one hand and a knife in the other. Sometimes, not all the time, so. Yeah, this is kind of cool. This is the first. I don't know if this is a cultural thing or not, or they just probably trip balls like I did. I'm looking at this, and I don't know if you guys, this is probably like not a good way to segment into the show here, but we're going to roll with it because this is what the show's about. So it's documenting what comes out of our mouths after we smoke this, because a lot of people say, you know, Kush Mints, again, from Kali Ma's, what we just smoked. A lot of people say that these hybrids, something, I don't know, I saw the word euphoric being used a lot, and I don't know if you guys have done drugs harder than cannabis, like natural ones. Like, I kind of mess with the natural things like mushrooms, DMT, every once in a while. It's been a while. Damn, it's been a couple of years, actually. Yeah, I keep thinking if I smoke DMT, I'm going to drop out of college, and I don't want to do that. I'm like so close to, I'm a senior now, so as soon as I'm done with school, I'll probably do it. I just don't want to like, I'm surrounded by too much scenery and mountains, and I don't know how it's going to affect me. Go super hippie up here and take my family out to the forest or something. I don't even know. I need to finish my school first, and then I could do hippie shit. Trying to be responsible. All right, but if you've tried psychedelics before, the best way to describe it would be like this. We're going to base it off of the base would be cannabis, right? You feel like a little high, obviously an altered state. I would say the next step up would be mushrooms and or shrooms. There's different types as well. Different ones hit you to different strengths. We're not going to go down the whole list, but just like there's different strains of cannabis, there's also different strains of mushrooms. And I would probably say that when you take mushrooms, the peak of that would be like you have a mental psychedelic type trip. And when we say trip, it means like you literally go someplace that's here, but it's not here right now. Like I would say a higher dimension. That just means like there's three dimensions here, like two more appear. And by that, I would say to describe it, imagine there's a forward, backwards, left and right, up and down, right? Imagine between the forward and back and the left and right, one dimension pops up that you can't see right now, something in between it. It's a different form of movement that's not up or down. It's like something comes up, right? And then another one comes up. Two of them come up. And it makes everything look different. I remember one time I had a soda can next to me and I did some psychedelics, and then whenever it hit, I started seeing everything in different shapes. And I remember seeing the soda can, and I could see the inside of the soda can and the outside at the same time. I could see how much was inside the soda. It wasn't clear, you know, but I could see the inside. I could see it bubbling. It was weird. Like, yo, I could see the inside and the outside of that can because it's shaped different. It's not 3D anymore. It's like 5D. And in 5D, I can see the inside without the content spilling out. I guess I'm not really sure what's... I just know what I saw, you know? Then when you describe it, you sound like a lunatic. That's the downside of psychedelics. When you describe exactly what you see, you sound like you belong in a mental institution. So if you do mess with psychedelics, be aware of that. You might see some shit. And it might be, and you're going to be kind of probably excited because you're like, yo, this is the realest thing I've ever seen. And so going back to this strain here of Kush Mints from the brand Kalima, because I'm just staring at the emblem here, the logo. This is a goddess. Let me go back a little bit. Mushrooms, I would say, take you mentally into a higher dimension. You mentally see things. You might get messages from, I would say, higher beings and stuff like that. Very knowledgeable, very good, happiness, good for like anti-depression type stuff, you know? If you have depression, I would definitely recommend shrooms. With the DMT, it's more of a visual. You see who's talking to you. And they're like, hey, calm the fuck down. In fact, here's my friends. Let me show you around, you know? And yeah, exactly what, see, it depends how you get attracted to it. I heard DMT, I heard some people say, there's like a test in Colorado State University or something like that they did. And a lot of people reported seeing a God. Whatever you believe God was, like, no, I saw it. And as someone that was like Christian, but kind of playing with atheism, you know, kind of like all of us probably were like, yeah, I don't believe, but I kind of do. But I really don't. But I do, you know, just in case. I was more leaning towards like, I want to look into other shit without feeling guilty. So I thought I was going to find the answers of human civilization by looking into aliens. That was my route into going into finding DMT, was like, okay, religion, not right. Evolution, I don't know. I think there's like some, like, I don't think it was God, but I do feel like there was some kind of intervention. So I was like, maybe we're something with the aliens. Things have something to do with ancient aliens, you know? And I kind of went down that path. And that path leads you down psychedelics. Eventually, whether you mess with like aliens or Bigfoot or crystals or whatever, it's all going to come down to these things called like higher dimensions and stuff like that. And then some people say, oh, I can open my third eye by myself. Or I can activate my Kundalini serpent if you're Hindu or whatever. I could trip balls on mushrooms, or I smoke DMT, or I do LSD. There's different ways to get to this realm, but there's no time and no space, right? And in this location, there's a bunch of entities that I think live there, and a lot of them are very similar looking to entities from other religions. Like, everyone that I tried DMT with was Christian background. Me included, right? I wasn't Christian at the time, but I was raised Christian. But I was seeing things that were not Christian. I mean, I did see things like angels and stuff like that. I think I had my judgment day on a Saturday once. It sounds crazy. So I'm telling you, like, I'm telling you literal things that I saw. Like, yeah, I knew what that was. That was an angel. But you sound like a lunatic. Like, oh, yeah, you're schizophrenic. Hello, 911. We got one, you know? So you got to be careful, because whenever you trip with someone else, then they'll agree with you. Like, yeah, I saw it too. And then the spaceships came. And this sounds ridiculous, but that's what the fuck you see, dude. And it's happy. It's all nice and neat. And like, it's very, like a very good feeling. It's not really that scary. And in this realm, sometimes beings appear around people. And after they come back, as like their spiritual guide or shaman or whatever, amateur shaman here or whatever the fuck I was trying to do back in the day. It's like more than 10 years ago. So statute of limitations, it's all good. It's like, I'm talking about 2008, you know? So I remember a couple times, again, we're all like, just to give you an example, one of my cousins came and tried, and he saw a female Buddha dancing around him. And then whenever he was done with his trip, he told me what he saw. And then I Googled female Buddha dancing poses or whatever, then like it showed like some ancient, I didn't know there was female Buddhas. I thought there was just like one. There's females, right? And then there's like this pose that they do, and he's like, that's the pose they were doing. He was freaking out. He's like, why did I see that? You know, we're like Roman Catholic or whatever his mom was. Why would I see Buddha? You know, this is like a DMT trip. So I would probably say a total of like 3 or 4 times people reported seeing the being Kali, which was this blue woman with her tongue sticking out, the third eye in her forehead, kind of just appearing around, looking at them, dancing around them. I remember somebody said like, yeah, she's here. Yeah, she's hot. Yeah, her tongue's out. Like as soon as I showed them, they would say, I saw this woman, she was blue. They're described, like people don't know these beings. I'm just going off of what people are saying, you know? People were telling me, hey, there's this woman. She was like dancing around. She had her tongue out. And then I'd ask, was she blue? And they look at me all scared, like, yeah. So I look up Kali, or Kali Ma, the Hindu goddess. Show them the picture of the statues or the drawings. And they freak out, which is kind of cool, I guess, because you're like helping them. Like, why would I see that? And supposedly when I researched it for them was the goddess Kali appears to people whenever there's like about to be a big change in the person's life. I think one of the guys, he was like trying to get over his ex or whatever, his ex-wife. And then ended up after that. I think he has like a kid and got married with somebody else. So like his life changed drastically. So it's not a bad thing when they appear. You got to look like, why does this trip? If you're trying to be like a shaman and help people, literally it's just like, here, take this. And once you're done, I'll try to help you understand with all the knowledge I have. And that included like space shit, UFOs, and not knowledge, but just like links of stuff online. Like, well, this person talked about this and this person talked about that. Because there's so many people that have seen UFOs. And people are like, oh, they're not real. Do you understand? There's been like mass sightings in different cities. Oh, man, my accent almost came out right there. Ooh. All right, we're going to start doing a little bit of the interrogation or the breaking down of this side effects of the Kushmits. Again, the premise of this show is we smoke one strain only and then kind of go about, see what the side effects are. I'll tell you this much. Kushmits is supposed to be a hybrid. I would probably say a little procrastination-ish. Is that a word? We're gonna make it a word. Because I think I started the podcast at 3 and it's now 7:30 in the morning. So you could say I have an early start in the day. I seem responsible, right? But no, I've been up all night. I just drink coffee. I can keep it going. I got a meeting at noon today. After that, I'm gonna knock out. do my homework and shit. Fuck, I got homework, bro. All right, so the Cushmints. I would say the confidence level of doing the show went a little bit down. It took me a while because I'm like, man, what am I going to talk about? Should I do it? I don't feel confident. It brought my confidence level down. I wasn't as excited and a little self-conscious a little bit. Not like the other strains. There's a strain that made me question what I was doing and, you know, what I was doing. I am noting that I'm struggling a little bit making some of the sentences complete. Words are missing from my sentences. When the accent came out earlier, right? My little Hispanic accent. I tried very hard to have this white voice. Yeah, in the Marine Corps, they told me, in the Marine Corps, one time, we had someone that came and worked with us from another squadron up to where we were at. He's like, hey, man, you are the whitest sounding Mexican I have ever met. I was like, thank you. I really appreciate that. I actually did not speak English when I was like born and shit. And there's a very generational gap between our offsprings with my parents. You know, most of the time kids are like 2-3 years apart. They were 6 years apart. So I didn't have the same upbringing as my other siblings. I think I probably had, and then like half of the other ones weren't there. You know, so everyone had like different upbringings. I had the shittiest. I had it when my parents had nothing, you know. They were poor. And then by the time they kind of started getting their shit together, they had a second kid. So he just knows the middle class, you know. He don't know the poor get hood shit we had to go through. The trenches, you know. One time there was a... this is probably not something to laugh at, but just to show you how ghetto it was. They left me with a babysitter and like... bullets went flying at the babysitter's house inside the apartment. I think I might have explained this in some other episodes, so I don't want to get into the story, but that was something that happened, you know, leaving me. They didn't have babysitters, you know, as I think there's a saying that goes, as a kid, I understand, but as a parent, I would never, you know. My parents worked at the same store. I think my dad was night shift. My mom was day shift. So there was like a little gap, like an hour, 30 minutes, maybe 2 hours between their shifts. So I would just like chill in the video game section of the store and just sit there. And luckily, I was like a good kid. You know, I was like, I'm pretty sure I was an introvert, but no one, it was the 80s, so that wasn't like a thing back then. He was just like, oh, he's a very good kid. He doesn't do shit or move or make any fucking noise and stuff like that. Like that, or maybe I got my ass beat so much that I was just scared of getting my ass beat. So I don't know. I remember the concept of getting up and leaving and walking around, it wasn't a thing. You know, I think I did it a couple times, but then I came back like, no, they're going to get upset. Like I was very empathetic to the situation. Like, I understood what was going on, you know. I remember being in some apartments that kept getting broken into. Our neighbors got broken into, and I saw who did it. And then, like, the next couple days, we got broken into. And I wanted to call the cops, and they're like, no. So, like, when bad shit would happen, we didn't call the cops. And then I'm sure when my other siblings were born, the cops were called. They showed up, tried to help. You know, so it's like a different, it's like I was raised poor, but they were raised middle class. So we have like different upbringings. Like now, I remember shit that I got my ass whooped for. My sister would do right in front of them. I'd be like, what are you doing? Whip her ass. Like that's what I did. And she's doing it to you, to your face. You need to put the law down. And they would just kind of stare at me like, like, dang, that's messed up, bro. It is not equal up in here. There are no equal rights in Hispanic households. What are those? It's hierarchy. So with the strain, obviously, as you can note, I don't even know what the fuck my topic was. How the fuck did we get here talking about from Hispanic family hierarchies? From, I'm trying to explain to you guys that I have seen the logo from this strain in real life. That's what I was trying to get to. But I'm off topic. Here's the thing. I didn't really feel that high either. So this is one of those ones that creep up on you. Because remember, some of them, you feel stupid. But what I'm noticing is I smoke by myself, so I'm not talking to anybody. So I think I'm okay, right? And then I get on the microphone and I'm not okay. With the Cushmints, I'm having some trouble keeping focused on the topic. Like, I know I was talking about shit. I know I had like a bunch of interesting points that I wanted to make. And I just became self-conscious. See, I'm struggling to talk. It's impairing. Like alcohol. Like, you slurring your words, sir? I didn't drink. I'm just high as shit. Let's try this. Maybe I'm getting a little dehydrated. Let's get a drink of water here. All right. So I had like, if we're going to keep rating all these different strains, we need to have some kind of like meter or something, right? So we're just not like aimlessly reviewing these. So I wrote some 10 little questions here. And we might look at these questions every episode just to kind of have like a foundation for each strain we're testing. But check this out. 10 questions that we should ask myself. Am I tired? Not really. Am I scared? A little bit. I would say paranoia a little bit. It was more like self-conscious, you know? Am I shaky? I would say when I started, right as soon as I stopped smoking, I felt a little shaky. I don't know if I was. Let me see. Oh, I am a little shaky. You know, I've noticed some people come into the... Well, I mean, I can't judge people. You don't know who has what. Never mind. I was about to say, people that come in the dispensary, sometimes they give you their... You know, I got to check their ID. Their hands shaking all over the place. But, you know, I can't judge because I've done that a couple times too. But it's mostly because I forget to eat. I'm like, yo, why am I shaky? And then my stomach's like... I'm like, oh, yeah. I gotta eat food. That's a side effect too. Some of these give you the munchies. Some of these you just forget. You forget to drink water. You're dehydrated as shit with cotton mouth. You're just doing errands. Like, oh, I'll get water eventually. Like, dude, you need water now. Can I stay on topic is another question. Fuck no, dude. I've been jumping topics. So this is not a good stay on topic. So if you're gonna be like on a date with someone or do a speech, I don't know if I recommend this. Can I talk in sentences? I think I'm talking okay, right? No, you know what? No. I'm talking in sentences, but like, they're not paragraphs. I keep jumping from topic to topic. So socially, would this be a good strain to use? I feel like you'd be having fun if you admit you're fucked up. But if you're like trying to pay attention to some, oh, this is going to make you look rude, dude. Someone's going to ask you a question and be like, what? What were you saying about the stuff right now? I was paying attention. Hold on. Would I do this before a speech? No. I don't think I would. I would probably do this before work, though, depending on what type of work I had. Like, if I was working by myself. See, I felt okay when I wasn't talking. When I started talking, though, that's when things started going awry. And I don't use the word awry in my vocabulary, so... That needs to get noted too, because I know for a damn fact there's strains out there that make you say words that are not in your vocabulary. And that needs to be noted, because I remember one time I was butt tending and I gave this guy his change, and his change was like $3. $3, right? I should have said, here's your change, sir. $3. You know what the fuck came out of my mouth? Here's your change. $3 buckaroos. Who the fuck talks like that? Me. That's who the fuck talks like that. After I smoke some shit and I don't know the strain. So the guy was like, what the fuck? And I even told him immediately, like, I'm sorry, man. I just smoked and I think that word's not in my vocabulary. So don't be telling people, yo, this guy I'm from Texas, dude. I'm sorry. I promise I don't say that word. And I've never said that word before or after that. Like, I've never told somebody I'm selling cannabis, bro, to this person. Like, hey, $3 buckaroos is your change. That's weird. And I didn't get the name of that strain. So that is probably going to happen again. So I need to get ready for that. If I was going for an interview, though, I don't know if I would get the job with this. Have I had to talk to my boss and like give a report on some shit? Nah. Topic wise though, I mean, I am going from topic to topic, so they're coming. It's mentally stimulating, obviously. I'm not sitting here dumbfounded. If I could get in the zone, which I've done that a couple times, this is what I mean. I remember one time I took, they gave me like, I forgot, they gave me a sample of some like cannabis syrup, and so I just chugged it. I put it all in my Red Bull. So when I drank my Red Bull, it was party time. In my head, you know, I was a receptionist and I got in this zone, bro. I ain't gonna lie, I did it did get kind of scary high because I'm like, oh man, it's really kicking in now. And I'm just trying to keep my shit, you know. A couple of times I started giggling, but there was nobody around. But I was at the reception desk, not impaired. But check this out though, I got into this zone where my brain, like all the information that I had stored, it unconsciously stored in there, was like computerized, just coming out. Like I do the reception desk. I take orders on the internet or on the phone, and somebody called in and they started asking questions. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? What's your highest whatever, right? And I'm just like, boom, boom, answering all these questions back immediately. What do you think about, what's a good indica? Well, you know, there's this strain called Sophisticated Lady. It's on sale right now. It's actually a GMO crossed with, oh shit, I fucked that up. See, I'm not in the zone right now because I said it backwards. There's this strain called Trophy Wife. It is GMO crossed with Sophisticated Lady. It's actually around 25.97% THC. Does that sound enticing? I was in the zone, dog. And right now I fucked that up, so I was not in the zone. If you guys fact check me, which I don't know if you guys do, I hope there's no fact checkers here because I'm high, bro, all the time. I think I've been high for like a good decade. If you've talked to me like on social media or at work, yeah, I really don't like being sober, bro. Like, why? It's America. I honestly feel like they're gonna take this away one day. I don't know. I'm, you know, somebody told me, oh, you'll get over the culture shock or whatever. Like, nah, dude, I still know people in Texas right now that are staring at me like, oh, you're living the life. Like, man, I'm trying to make it. It's getting tight out here for us cannabis photographers. There's a couple of us and we're all getting good. So we're just like, am I going to get hired or are you going to get hired? You know, but you got to be cool and shit. You know, they don't want no beef between, is there a photographer beef? I'm sure there is, right? If there is, we'll make a TV show out of it or something. Keep you guys updated. What the fuck am I talking about? Dude, topic wise, this is not good. Kush Mints from Kali Ma. Not letting me stay on topic here. All right. So let's try to keep going on with this, you know, just to keep recording what's going on. We got a couple topics here. We're going to keep going on with the show. Hopefully we can stay on topic. If not, we're going to record it. So again, we're trying to, the premise of the show is to smoke the strain and then get its effects while telling you a couple stories here. So I haven't been able to, a couple of these strains, I haven't been able to finish the stories from the previous shows. I have like a list of all these topics that I haven't gotten to, which I feel like I should talk about. Like the last show, I think I got to one topic and I was talking about trying to be like a good middleman between people from the South and up here in the Pacific Northwest, because it's different up here. It's not like the East Coast or California. It's its own shit up here. Oregon, and I think there's like a range of mountains called Cascadia. So they're all kind of connected. They all look the same. You know, it's not that much different. I think they even have a flag up here. I've seen like some blue and white flag with like a pine cone tree in the middle of it, which I've never seen before. And it's like for the mountain range. I guess they're ready for it up here, bro, in case the United States just disbands to whatever the shit, Armageddon. We already have a flag for the region up here. I'm assuming the Canada, Washington, Oregon region up here around the Cascade Mountains is going to be one big O. I don't know. We depend on the mountains for water and shit. So, yeah, that's our crew up here, bro. I don't know how you guys are going to fan out down there, but that's cool. That's just what I'm seeing. Just to give you a good example, one time I was bud tending and I had somebody that came from Georgia that was there at the dispensary, I guess. They were like trying, like they flew from Georgia to Portland, came to our dispensary. I guess they were from like a hemp farm in Georgia. And they were trying to see the setups of the dispensary. So they're going to like different dispensaries and they weren't as customers. I mean, we checked them in. I tried helping them, but they were like, no, we're not buying. We're just looking. And they're like, where's your hemp products? We're like, we don't carry hemp here. And she kind of looked confused, like, but there's all these products here, like the flower and stuff. I'm like, yeah, everything here contains THC. Like, oh, we're just trying to see like the hemp stuff. I was like, no, we don't have that. Even the CBD stuff has THC in it. So it's like half and half or ratios. But I don't think we have anything that's CBD only. I mean, it's CBD mostly, but it still has some THC in there. Like CBD you could buy at the gas station. You know, people think it's a dispensary. And I guess she didn't know that Oregon had legal cannabis. But she worked at a hemp farm in Georgia. So I had to explain to her, like, yeah. Oh, you're from the South. Okay, so check this out. The stigma for cannabis isn't up here. Like, in the South, because you got to understand, the South, that's the Bible Belt, you know? And even though we smoke weed, we still kind of believe in Jesus, you know? Like, yeah, we're sinning. So to have, like, if I go to Houston, I got to go to people. There is no dispensary. I mean, I heard there's market pop-ups, but like, you got to do something extra. Here, I mean, got to wait for them to open. But if they're open, within a 5-minute drive, I can go somewhere and buy something. They're everywhere around here. They're like 7-Elevens. They're everywhere. Starbucks, dispensaries, 7-Elevens. That's all you need, man. The Pacific Northwest. And with my Christian background, I think I'm a good, like, representative to kind of ease people. Like, hell yeah, okay, so hold on. So there's no stigma here. You know, you could, because I know in the South, if you smoke cannabis and have kids and smoke cannabis around your kids, they're like, oh, fuck no. What the fuck's wrong with you? But they'll get drunk around their kids. They'll get wasted around their kids, and that's fine. You know, like, it's kind of weird, isn't it? Like, one substance that gets you fucked up, that's okay. This other substance that gets you fucked up, that's not okay. You know, it's just the mentality down there. That's, you know, just picking and choosing, you know. Apparently, I mean, can we just say, people in the South, you've been around your kid impaired alcohol. Their birthday, dude, I've gone to so many Mexican birthday parties where there's beer at like a 4-year-old's party, kegs and shit. It's like the kids knock the fuck out. It's like 3 a.m. We're all outside drinking beers, talking about nothing. Yeah. I mean, I know that's how people do it, but I don't know. That's not really fun for me, bro. Let's play Fortnite or something. Let's play video games. Have you ever tried VR? Look at my robot. Tell it to play blackjack. You know, it's just more interesting shit than just standing in a circle and drinking beer for your 4-year-old. Like, come on, dude. And everyone gets drunk and then everyone starts telling their problems to each other. You know how many people have told me they're cheating on our significant other? I'm like, bro, I'm not friends with you. I'm friends with them. What the fuck are you telling me this for? alcohol. Well, as a club promoter, I didn't drink. I would smoke cannabis, and it fucking sucked because people on alcohol, if you are around drunk people and you don't drink, it sucks, dude. I try to get fucked up, too. It's just I drink cannabis-infused soda. I don't like alcohol. It tastes gross. It tastes yucky. Yeah, I said yucky because it does taste gross, bro, and yucky. That's why. It's the perfect word, you know? When I drink alcohol, it burns my throat. I don't like it. I mean, so does smoking bong hits, I guess. I am coughing. Interesting. I feel very hypocritical right now. All right, Kush Mints, Kali Ma, you're going to be full of shit. Whatever you say, you're going to be full of shit. You should have these warnings on these strains. Warning. Side effects for Kush Mints might be lowered self-confidence, babbling from topic to topic, forgetting what the fuck you're doing in the middle of doing it, remembering about other drugs that you've done. Kush Mints. But besides just being from the South, right, and knowing how people are about cannabis down there and cannabis up here there's cannabis moms, you know, smoking weed. That's one of the main complaints a lot of the teachers up here have, like, parents, can you please not come up here smoke, stinking like weed or whatever. They don't tell us that, you know, because we're cologne and shit, you know, we're a little bit respectful. Plus, we still have the paranoia, you know, they don't give a fuck, you know, it's legal, who gives a shit. But they have other things to worry about up here. There's, like, harder shit going on. I think, plus the cops haven't, I think we up here in this area, they were telling the cops, like, hey, y'all cops are bastards and shit, right? Fuck you guys. And they were like, cool, we're just going to stay inside then. And then they just didn't report the shit. They're like, yo, we're understaffed. Or we're not trying. We can't. We're just here, right? Give us a call and we'll talk to you. But go out there? Nah, we're not going out there. So that's been going on for the past 2 years and probably like the last year. They start like, probably since 2022, they've been like, all right, we're going to start ticketing people and pulling people over for speeding. It's been out, dude. During the pandemic, you'd be going 100 miles an hour, dude, down the streets. Everybody was like fucking lawlessness. The German Autobahn, that was Portland for a while. No, there's no cops, dude. And if there were cops, there were some fucking protesters throwing shit at them or whatever. You know, in our honor, I guess, for justice. Thanks. But, yeah, it was a little crazy for a little bit. It's still kind of getting there. It's still there. There's a lot of homeless people here that they don't want the help from the city. You know? So they're just, like, nomading it from one town, one side to another. And they do it as groups. So we have, like, nomadic groups, herds. And then they post up. And then you start seeing, like, motorcycles appear and jet skis and shit. Like, dang, bro, you know all that shit's stolen. But I mean, it's a little bit fucked up. Like, the cops are trying, but they're just like, all right, let's start doing traffic tickets. And then we're like, yo, what's up with all these people stealing shit? Hey, we're busy doing traffic tickets right now, calm down, right? So I understand what's going on in the South up here. And my background happens to be, I was raised Christian, but guess what I found out from talking to my mommy? That her grandparents were like witches. And then talking to my dad, he was telling me how one of his uncles was like, had like this, I don't know how to believe my dad. He's been bullshitting me all my life with stories from El Salvador. Like, he told me he was like the best soccer player from his town. And it sounded like some fucking movie. We should probably make the movie. But now that we're old, we try to verify this with other people. And they're like, what? No, like, this is the story my dad told me. He was like the Pele of fucking soccer in El Salvador. And he was so good. But for some reason, my grandpa didn't want him to play soccer. He'd like go to the soccer field and whip him and like take him back home. And he, like, run away to play soccer. He was, like, Romeo and soccer. You know, was it Romeo and Juliet? His love was soccer. And then they were playing their neighbor. It's like Springfield versus Shelbyville in fucking The Simpsons. But it's, like, in El Salvador. So it's, like, Volcano Town. I think that's what he says, Volcancillo, which is, like, fucking Volcano Town. And some other, Condadillo, which is, I don't know what the fuck. So he's just telling me these fucking two cities, poor merchants, you know, playing soccer, and they're like, yo, we gotta distract. We're gonna call him by the American name, Herman. His name is Herman. I named it after my dad. That's like the one thing up here in Portland. Is it Herman? Like, is your name Herman? No, it's just Amaya. Just call me by my last name. It's fine. How do you say, like, I don't know, to be honest with you. In Spanish, it's Herman, but I don't talk to anybody in Spanish. No one's ever called me that. Even my own family doesn't call me Herman. They call me like Junior, which I'm not a junior. I'm a different name from my dad. So it's like, we're just gonna. That was my nickname was Junior, but I'm not a junior. In Atlanta, they call me Jermaine, which I'm not gonna correct them because I'm scared. And, you know, German sucks because it's like German Nazis in Germany or German Shepherd, you know. And then Herman sucks because all the Hermans, like Pee Wee Herman, Herman Munster, it was just like, you know, it was not, they didn't think this out. They didn't think about the consequences that I would face. I was just named after my dad because my mom was trying to fuck up his game. You know, like, oh, what's your baby's name? Herman, after his dad, Herman. So that's how much input was put into my name. She's just like a player hater, which is cool, I guess. They sleep in separate beds now, so I don't know how. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know anything, bro. I'm just here. Cushmints. Whoa, telling family secrets. Nice. Is that because the effects are go? Is it going through my bloodstream more? All right. So, anyways, I'm trying to tell you guys that, you know, I have a Christian background, but before Christianity, my family, from what I found out, we're like witch descendants from like both sides, from my mom and my dad's side. And not these fake witches like the ones in Portland that just wear black boots and, you know, whatever, it smell like armpits sometimes. Not those, you know, like the actual ones that would like get paid money and people would be like, talk to my dead aunt for me. And they'd like do a seance and shit. That was on my mom's side. I was trying to tell her like about DMT trips and shit like that. And like dark magic and white magic and crap like that. And then she was like, you sound just like your grandparents or my grandparents. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, yeah, they used to talk to ghosts for people or something. This is like in the 1900s in Mexico, in the middle of, I don't even know the states. Southern Mexico. My family was like the local person you talk to, your local medium. That was your job, was to like, hey, can you tell my mom a message? Can you let her know where my birth certificate is at? And then here's $50 and or pesos or I don't know what it was. And then they would be like, you know, I'm not trying to, never mind. I'm not trying to make fun of what they were doing. I'm just like summarizing it for you know, making it simpler so you understand. So that's my background. And then I think my grandma was like, yeah, I don't want to do that. Let's just praise the Lord. And then so that was, you know, her kids, my mom, you know, we were all like in the church, but like she has a sister that she like has a like a herbs and spices and like all this voodoo and shit stuff store. You know what I'm saying? She's a herbalist or whatever you want to call it. Not like me. I'm a different herbalist. She's like, I just sell one herb. She sells like many herbs to like smudge your shit or cleanse your house from spirits. I just, you know, you smoke this and you cleanse your memory. That's about it, you know. But you know, she sells more in depth herbals than I do. So I'm not as herbalific as she is. It's not a word, but we're making it a word. So it's just weird because like are we faking the funk here? You know? Shouldn't we be honoring shit? I know if I started like a restaurant or something, and then I was like, all right, I'm doing this for my family. And then like my family's like, yeah, we turned the restaurant into strip club and we're not doing good. I'd be like, yo, man, I had some fucking recipe. What the fuck? Where's my stoves at? You know? We sold it to get the stripper poles, industrial strength installation with the big bolts. I'm assuming that's where the money would go. I don't know. I'm not in finance like that, okay? Sorry. I'm not an auditor of this imaginary. So anyways, what I'm trying to get at is real witches, right? I think I work with a couple witches, and I've asked them numerous times, like, have you made any potions lately? Or like, what do y'all do? And like, I don't know. They're just like, no, when Mercury's in retrograde, and they're upset about it. Other than that, you know what? There is one that keeps like finding a bunch of dead animals and remaking them into like lampshades. But that's like taxidermy, right? That's, you can't mix both of them together, taxidermy and witches. That's like, I feel like if I do tie her together, like that's like some Salem witch trial shit. Just like, oh, you mess with dead animals, witch. And I think you got to do more than that to qualify. I don't know. I don't know what my witch standards are. When I was doing my radio show, the radio show after me, or no, the radio show before me was like an actual witch. The dude was like a Marine. He had like a, I remember I came in once and he had a snake in his hair. Like the snake was coiled up in his hair. Like he had it like as a ponytail. Like he had long hair too, but like it was fucking crazy. The snake was just chilling like, yeah, I'm just in this dude's hair. I don't know if the snake would pee or whatever the fuck, but it was like, it wasn't that big of a snake. It was a little, I don't know my snakes. It might have been a baby snake or it might have been full size. I don't know. It was kind of small though. It looked thick. It looked like a teenager. It wasn't a baby. It didn't look full grown, but it was like in between. He was a tween. A little tweeny. Right? So I've never seen anybody in Portland with a snake in there. You know, this is what I've got. This is what I've been exposed to witch-wise. You know, like Doc Mojo from Houston, shout out. He has his store. I guess like my aunt would. He sells like smudging kits and like stuff to do your witchcraft with, or, you know, whatever you need. He got it. I can't say I've met anybody like that. I mean, that was, the snake thing was kind of scary. Like, yo, if I get too close. You know, my great grandparents, they got paid to talk to people as mediums. I know other people too that we gave them DMT, and then now they're like into brujeria, which is literally witches, you know, but they're like shamans. They just have different beliefs and stuff like that. And they kind of give a little scary vibe a little bit, you know. I haven't felt scared from anybody in Portland. You know, maybe the meth people that are tweaking and shit on the side of the streets while we're driving by downtown. But other than that, I don't know. Maybe I don't know either. Maybe they're trying to lay low. Or maybe like, I don't know, man. I don't have any, there's no representation. I mean, I guess if those people are representing the witches of the area, I can't tell. Anyways, I'm getting off topic here. Let me try to stay on topic here. What I'm trying to get at is, I understand witches. I have that background. And I do get the new, you know, the new age witches here. But I also get the Christian people. I check all the IDs so I know, like, there's tribes and stuff like that. So you got to check, like, so, you know, all around, knowledgeable wise, I feel like I'm a good mediator. You know, I could speak Spanish, so it's bilingual. I could habla el español with you, you know what I'm saying? Sell you some cannabis in Spanish or take an order in Spanish. I think I've actually sold cannabis in Portuguese too. She understood me, it's close enough. So I told her, like, if I speak Spanish, can you understand me? She's like, yeah. So I started trying to explain to her cannabis. A lot of people come in, they don't know. You're like, I mean, you go in, it's kind of intimidating if you don't know. So I try to gauge you, like, all right, you're an expert or you're just like your first time. Like, oh, it's my first time. Like, oh, well, shit, let me show you everything then. I just kind of go over everything. Like, here's this section, here's that section. There's edibles. There's fucking juices and drinks and soda. A lot of people don't know you could drink cannabis now, like beer. There's cannabis infused beer. That's awesome. Now I could drink with my friends, you know, before, like, get a drink, bro, get fucked up, like, shit. Let me come with a six pack. I'll be sloshed more than anybody. But pee my pants before any of you guys. Watch me. But yeah, you guys trying to wrap this up here. We have the Kush Mints. batter, Kali Ma, we talked about a little bit about drugs for a little bit. That was kind of a way to start it off, huh? Got way off topic. I'm supposed to be just talking about what just makes me feel, and I'm off going off of like other drugs. Dang, I don't know. That's good representation for this brand. I mean, I'm sorry, guys. This is what it reminded me of. A DMT trip, you know? And I did feel like, is this meant to be? Was I supposed to be smoking this, you know? And she keeps sticking her tongue out at me. Like that one time, you know? The Kush Mints, it's a nice strain. I recommend it. It's fun. Productivity-wise, I did procrastinate. So that will be noted. Because some of these have actually made me be like, dude, I got to get on it. I did eat a little bit. I would say probably gave me the munchies before I ate like a couple. Well, I was going to make me sad. That sounds fucking like a fat ass person's answer. I ate two slices of pumpkin pie before I came on the show. Because that's what the fuck happened. I did eat two slices of pumpkin pie with whipped cream. And then I started the show. That's why it took a while. I'm ashamed of myself. So just in case you guys don't know, there's a new social media platform out there. We just joined. A lot of people, here's the thing that sucks about being like a social media person in the industry, the cannabis industry. You have to post it a specific way or else it's going to get flagged. Because you got to understand, there's people that are still selling weed illegally through the internet. Like, yo, I got it, you know? In illegal states, and we're trying to like follow the rules. So there are rules we got to follow. You got to like go on the website of the person that controls what you're supposed to say. There's a section for like social media posting. So there are things you're supposed to post on there. Supposed to post on there. Did I say that right? Those are the right words, right? I'm supposed to post on there. That sounds weird. Okay. But I think that's right. Okay, well, there you go. Kush Mints is bringing my confidence down. I'm not sure if the words I'm saying are the correct words or not, but I'm still going to say them. I think I made up some words, too, during this podcast. So that needs to be noted. There's a little bit of silliness going on with it. It's pretty cool. I accept that, or I like that, actually. I like my weeds to be happy. Some of these are kind of scary sometimes, scared for no reason. But I did feel shaky in the beginning, which that's why I think that's why I ate the pumpkin pies. I need to make sure that I'm not just hungry, and that's not why I'm shaking. But I recommend the strain here, you know. By the way, again, back to the topic here, trying to stay on topic, it's kind of hard to do with the strain. The new social media platform is called Social Club. Look it for it on your app store. If you're in the industry and you want, it's just like Instagram, but there's no flagging of cannabis stuff. So there's a lot of people from the industry that are kind of going over to that section. It's iPhone friendly, because I know there was another app back in the day called Mass Roots that got booted off of iPhones because it was like promoting cannabis. So we'll see how this goes. I don't know if the other person knows, the CEO knows this or not, but I just, you know, I'm old internet person. I know these things already. So Mass Roots got kicked off of Apple platforms because they didn't want to sell cannabis, so they were promoting cannabis. So I don't know how they got through with it, or they just changed it or what, but we're on it for right now. Go check it out. Social Club. Look for Amaya 4000 or the Kings of Canada PDX. Again, this episode is brought to you by Kali Ma Kush Mints. Our sponsor for the show is thekingsofcanada.com. Check them out. Kingsofcanada.com. Why did I say that twice? Fuck. I mean, okay. That said the website. Cool. Check them out. Kingsofcanada.com. All right. Make sure to hit subscribe, like, or repost anything that you see from us anywhere on any social media platform. Thanks for the support. We see you guys downloading and playing the episodes. Appreciate it. We're going to keep trying to keep this going for you guys. We got two more strains to go for the sampling from the Kings of Canada before we start looking for a new sponsor. So if you guys are wanting to get your episodes or your products reviewed, promoted, graphic design included, let me know. Again, this is Amaya 4000 here, Portland, Oregon area, with Poundbag Radio. Check you guys next time. Peace.